Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a few minutes, just have a few questions about a few cases of my sheet.
Sure, give me 1 second. Hold on. Okay, I have your sheet open. Tell me what you want me to look at.
Okay, so the fourth row, there's a patient Robert Rosello.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she's way ahead in the process, but I did submit the caregiver application and see Monica started working on her.
Okay.
She's not approved, so.
It's fine. She could. I mean, I'll let her know. Here, I'll reply. Just so you know. Okay.
But for example, I thought that I see an evidence that she's approved. Like, how do
it's really only in promise, because someone could have Keystone First Community Health Choices Plan as their insurance and not have the waiver. They have to have this plan along with the waiver. So if anyone has regular Keystone, they have a service coordinator, just like that's like a care manager from their insurance. Doesn't mean that they're approved for the waiver
only
program.
Only if I see a waiver in promise, then the service coordinator inside will help me.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. We'll do that. Also, the patient on row 2, also mm-hmm. I'm not seeing here in
promise, I know. Promise, this is like, I don't know what's going on with this. I don't know what's going on with this case. Like, they normally when they submit their approval, it updates itself in promise. One thing I saw is that there's a different name on promise. So I don't know, maybe it's the account issue, whatever, but if the county sent you the approval, we could rely on it. You saw my answer, so let's get the assessment scheduled and the caregiver to intake.
Okay, so I'll get, I'll do that.
Just connect them, yeah.
Okay, let me see which one they have as well. So, for example, also the other two that are waiting, SC, row 35 and 36.
Yeah, Taylor. I'll follow up with Jonathan for the rate for Taylor.
So let's say that we have a rate and she agrees to come with us. What is the, like, if she
So then you would call her, offer the rate, and she wants to come with us. She just has to call her service coordinator and let them know that she wants to go with Family First Care, make sure they have the right one. And then the service coordinator will send us the authorization.
Mm-hmm. So the service coordinator is in charge to send authorizations?
They're technically, yeah. It's not actually them who send it out, but they're the ones that submit the requests to their internal departments.
Mm-hmm. And if they already selected, let's say, a wrong agency and we want to change it, so they also like the contact for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one, like, they'll be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next one, the Deborah Griffith.
Yeah.
I have to ask for the authorization request from this AMCORD?
No, so AMCORD, basically PA Health and Wellness, sometimes UPMC also, they have outsourced companies that they use for service coordination. So AMCORD is a service coordination company. The care manager the service coordinator from AMCORD is basically the same thing as a care manager from anywhere. So if she said she's going to confirm with the patient and send us authorization, we could follow up on that. I would want to make sure you're being in touch with the patient, too, to make sure they'll actually request Family First. Once they do that, you could follow up with the service coordinator and ask for her to send us the authorization and when we could expect it.
Okay, and how would I see once the authorization comes in? Is it the same way that any other auth comes in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to see
when you want to send the email.
Okay. And she probably has already ours approved, so we'll just need...
Ooh, Deborah or Betty?
Deborah.
So find out, because we need the hours for the staffing also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, Sarah wrote on 127, no pets, no smoking, 22 hours, and she wrote the schedule. So
this is what she has been approved before, but I'm not sure if this is
usually they just pull the same ones. But you can call them and be in touch to see what's going on.
I guess once she's switched, I can ask the service coordinator, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could be in touch with the service coordinator either way. You know, because we're going to be the agency. Unless you don't have to wait till we get the authorization to be in touch with them.
Yeah. So, MCOR is the service coordinator for that for the insurance company.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of companies that they outsource to. MCOR is one of them.
Mm-hmm. So they're just like still. So they didn't have any organization yet, I guess.
To
a home care company to give the plan to.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But they're like from the insurance that the same as SC from insurance.
The same thing as
the
Keystone service coordinator. They're just they're paid by a different company.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, it's like a back office, like hiring out your back office.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yes, makes sense. Okay, I think that's it. So.
Okay, let me know if anything else.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye.